chapter 7. I don't know if I have to tell you this or not, but I love America. And for years, the world has flocked to the United States of America, flocked to our shores to be blessed by its freedom. They desire the opportunity and the prosperity that this nation affords to them. Yet, for the most part, these immigrants do not realize that all these blessings of freedoms were purchased by blood and a great price of blood and personal sacrifice. Their greatest misconception is to bring the ideas of their old culture and their society to our nation, which is the very thing that caused them to come to America to get away from that. Isn't that amazing? Immigrants are to leave their old ways when they come to our country. They join our democracy and learn our language and accept our faith in God and to live by the principles of the Word of God that our forefathers did. This country was started by looking for a place to live for God and freedom of the religion instead of a persecution. My ancestors from Switzerland and Ireland and Scotland, they came and swore the allegiance to this great land. They learned its language and put off their national costumes and started living the American way. No other country in the world has a heritage and a history as our country does. It is amazing to think that this nation was conceived by godly man who realized the freedom comes from God alone and divine sovereignty was the guiding light to direct the affairs of mankind. Christopher Columbus discovered America. Christianity had a profound impact on those who sought for a better life in a new world. In his diary, he continues to point to Jesus Christ as a sustainer and the guide of his life. The long, hard voyage that brought Columbus to what has become the greatest nation on earth said was a result on the direct calling from God. As pilgrims tirelessly pursued to find release from religious bondage, and their focus was to endure this native country, 41 pilgrims who signed the Mayflower Compact dreamed of a place where they could worship and serve God according to the dictates and their own biblical faith. Their quest is best summed up by the motto that was in the Mayflower Compact that said, "To the glory of God and the advancement of the Christian faith." I have a real hard time with these people that call themselves politicians that tell us that this world, this United States, was not brought up by God. And people came here to serve God. George Washington was a profound man of faith. I've read many of his letters and diary. His diary portrays an individual who solely, he himself says, he solely relied on the power of God and faith in Christ to guide him as a leader. Washington knew that America's success came from God. And without God's help, America could never be a success as a nation or succeed. As the framers wove the words and structure of our Declaration of Independence, which we just enjoyed yesterday, as they wove that together in the Constitution, they were not moved with the words based on man's wisdom, but the passage of Scriptures on God's wisdom, which they freely used to scout the reasoning and the structure of America's founding institution and doctrines. I love our flag. We call it the Stars and Stripes and Old Glory. America's flag has 13 alternating red and white stripes and 50 white stars in the field of blue. 13 red and white stripe talks about the 13 original colonies. 50 stars represent our different states in our union. The red in the American flag stands for courage. The white, purity, and God, we need that today, amen. and blue for justice and loyalty. Our first flag in the United States was adopted in June 14, 1777, in which we commemorate that Flag Day, and we celebrate it every June 14th. Some of the things about our flag, if you fly it upside down, means we're in serious emergency. I think last week we should have flown it upside down. When justices took upon themselves to ignore our Constitution of the United States, especially the First Amendment. Secondly, the flag should never touch the ground or used disgracefully in any manner. Yesterday I was at the parade and a little boy had a flag and he dropped it, and I saw that mama as fast as she could. She about tripped over the other kid and grabbed that flag and picked it up the ground. I commended her for that. Amen. If a flag becomes unstable or unusable, is to be burned in a proper manner. Flags should be displayed every day except when the weather would damage it. And thank God for the new nylon flags. Amen. We can fly them all the time. Should be, if it's flown at night, there should be a light upon it. We Americans salute the flag the following ways. One, we salute the flag when it goes in a parade. I don't know how many times I stood up yesterday at the parade. The flag was going by. It seemed like everybody had a flag yesterday. Salute the American flag as being raised or when it's lowered. To salute the American flag when we sing the Star Spangled Banner, as we did this today. Salute the American flag when we say the Pledge of Allegiance. Americans should salute the flag in this following manner. A person wearing a military uniform should salute the flag. Thank God for you men and women that serve God in our country. A person in regular dress should salute the flag by placing their right hand over their heart. A man wearing a hat should remove that hat and with his right hand place that hat over his left shoulder with his palm facing his heart. I love the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance, which means I promise to be loyal and true. To the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic. We are a government where the people elect the representatives for which it stands, one nation under God, invisible. Indivisible. We are impossible to be divided. That's what we're supposed to say, amen? With liberty, that means freedom. With justice, that means fairness to all. I wrote some things down, I think, that what we owe our country. Number one, I need to read my Bible every day and pay attention to what it says, what it tells me. I owe America to pray for my country. I owe America to pray for the government officials that have been elected. I owe America to raise a good family and teach my family character and teach my family morals. And teach my family discipline. And to disciple my children. I owe America to be a member of a good church that stands for truth and righteousness. I owe America to attend all the services with all my family. You ought to be saying amen to some of this stuff. I don't know if you're too tired to eat too many hot dogs yesterday. I owe America to go to Sunday school. I owe America to go to Wednesday night Bible study. I owe America to listen intently to the preaching. I owe America to get the best education I can. I owe America to work hard for my country. I owe America to be a good student of American history and see what some of these people are trying to rewrite our history. I need to read a daily newspaper. Unfortunately, not too many good ones around, but read it anyway. See what people are thinking. Scare you to death. Especially in that opinion column. I owe America to read a good news magazine. I owe America to be enthusiastic about my country. I owe America to be unselfish for my country. And give my life for my country. I need to love my country. To go and give my children to my country's service. I need to be a team player. Amazing how our country, some people, they think that they have to be, there has to be certain aspects or they won't serve our country. America, what a land of opportunity. Say what you want about it, but I love it. I still cry when the Star Spangled Banner is sung. I still try to stand tall and straight, and something happens in my heart when I salute that American flag. I love America. America, America, God shed his grace on thee and crown thy good with brotherhood from sea to shining sea. What a country we've got. We ought to love it. We ought to stand up for it and do what we can to preserve the freedom that we have. Yet America is sick, very sick. A man who works in a large, I read this in newspaper, I mean a magazine, a man who works in a large Fortune 500 country was told that he could not meet, he owned this company, he could not meet with his fellow Christians in his workplace. He could not even pay them their hourly wage. If they wanted to come to a Bible study for a half hour, the government would not allow him to do it. They sued him. Meanwhile, other groups like sodomists are allowed to use company resources to meet promote their group's agenda. I'm for justice. The Christian businessman owner who owned a painting company was sued because he refused to print materials about witchcraft. His own company said, no, I will not do that. A pastor was invited to open the state Senate session in prayer, was asked to leave because he was going to end the prayer in Jesus' name. Something is wrong in America. She once held the Bible as her conscience and guide. But we've allowed those who hold nothing to be sacred, like Sodom of old, push morals aside. When our men who once stood for right and women that championed for their cause, we must return to the values we lost before America, this country, be lost, totally lost. We want America back. We want America back from those who have no self-control. We want America back. This nation is like the runaway train headed down the wrong track. It's time for the army of God to rise and say, we want America back. I love America, but I do not love what she is becoming. Our children attend public schools that in many cases resemble a war zone. You've got to have police escorts there without even the basic right of any that soldiers have, the right to pray to their God of heaven in school. Many times the wild-eyed, drug-addicted, gun-carrying teenagers are allowed to stay in school while the Supreme Court decided to expel God and not allowing the prayer and the Bible to be read in June 25th, 1962. I remember that day. I was a little boy in school, and I remember that day. 50 years ago. Something's wrong. Television daily bombards the senses of our nation in which the idea that is wrong is right and abnormal is normal and the abhorrent is acceptable and that God calls it an abomination, nothing more. They call it an alternative lifestyle. Say what you want. Say what you will. Judgment Day is coming. I want America back. And it had an effect. 50 years ago, the number one television program was the Andy Griffith Show. Look what you're looking at today. Something wrong. When our government can pass out contraceptives to our children in school without parental consent, and yet the Gideons can't even pass out a Bible on the sidewalk of the school. Something's wrong. When our leaders call and tell your children that premarital sex is all right as long as it is safe, something's wrong. And I, for one, are ready for a change. I say to my government, I'm not raising dogs in my home. I'm raising children. They're created in the image and the likeness of God Almighty. We're going to teach our children the Bible. And the Bible says it's right, it's right. And the Bible says it's wrong, it's wrong. The only hope America has is that godly men and women will stand together as a mighty army and declare to the immoral, to the impure, to the obscene, and to the foul, your days are limited, to the access of the minds of America is over. The army of God that has been silent too long has taken America back. There's something wrong. Ladies and gentlemen, it's about time some of us understand that this is not the country that I grew up in. If you're, how many of you are 60 years and older? Would you raise your hand? When we see things happen, we can't believe it. And we're not getting any younger. Somebody's got to take the fight. I think the first thing to fight is this. You get on your face before God and beg God to help us, give us wisdom that we withstand the influx of this filthy world that we're living in. We're in trouble. The Bible says, in the day of Noah, so shall it be in the coming of the Son of Man. Someone told me the other day, I said, well, preacher, what do you expect? These things have to happen for Jesus to come back. How true. But that does not align me with them to do those things that they do. I should still stand the test that God has given to us to stand up and say, I am a man. I am a liberty-loving, freedom-loving man that champions the cause of pureness and faithfulness. Even though your neighbors and friends are going crazy, I look back at Noah, who raised three boys that lived for God and walked with God in a filthy, rotten environment that God said, that's it, I've had it with you, you're done. And he destroyed the complete world of every living thing except for those in the ark. You can raise good kids in a soiled community, in a city, in a state, in a country. You can still do it. But you better be careful, because Satan lurks in every area and every place trying to destroy your children. Because if he can destroy you or destroy your children, he doesn't have to worry about you. God have mercy on us that we would live close to God. Thank you for Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord Jesus Christ came to this earth to give us life everlasting. A place that we can know Christ as our personal Savior. And even though the world is all going to hell, we're not. We're going to heaven someday. And we have a promise from God that said, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Man, I'm glad about that. And by the way, thank God we can still preach it at Heritage Baptist Church. Thank God we can still believe the dictates of the Word of God. It may not be long. They may walk in and some of my own buddies from the sheriff's office may say, you got to come with me, chaplain. We have a warrant for your arrest. You're preaching against sodomy. You're preaching against diabolical things, and you can't do that. And I'll say, take me to jail, because I ain't going to change. I'm not going to change. It's the way it is. It's always been. Christians, we've for years, many, many years, you look at China, you look at Iraq, you look at Iran, you look at Syria, I have letters and documents of men of God that have had their heads cut off. Men are still in prison in China and Russia because they stand for the Word of God. So what's new? This world's not my home. I'm just passing through. And it won't be long. We'll be in heaven. So let's do what we can for our country. I love America. I don't care what anybody says. I love America. It's still the greatest country in the world. And I beg God that God continues to bless it and God continues to use it. But whether or not she sinks or not, I'm a way to heaven. I have a citizenship in heaven. My name's written down in the book of life. And nobody can take it away from me. You may kill my body, but you can't kill my soul. Nah, 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 nah. That's right. I'm going to be okay. And our ultimate goal as a Christian is going to heaven. Amen. And the other ultimate goal is to get as many people we can take with us. Let's pray. Father, I pray you'd help us today. Help us understand that we have a great responsibility in our lives to serve you and to give ourselves to you. Whatever our country does doesn't make any difference. It's we're going to serve you. And as those boys, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego over there in Baghdad, with Daniel, they said, we will not bow down to your gods. We respect you, King, but we'll not bow down to your God. Help us today, Lord God, to say we're not bowing down. We're going to serve you no matter what. We're not going to be ugly about it, but we're not going to bow down. That's just the way it is. Lord, help us to live for you. Heads are bowed, eyes are closed. You're here tonight, and you say, preacher, I'm not sure I'm saved. I'm not sure I'm on my way to heaven. Would you please pray for me that God would certainly save my soul, that I'd have a home in heaven someday. Preacher, would you pray for me? Would you lift your hand? Let me pray for you. I'm not saved. I'm not sure I'm on my way to heaven, and I need to know that today. Father, I pray you'd speak to our hearts. Help us, Lord, to understand the scriptures, that we would walk close to you, and we'd hold tight to the Word of God. Lord, we would continue to be praying and begging you, Lord God, for mercy for our country and for our elected officials, that God, that they would see, their eyes would be opened and the blindness would go away and see that we need to serve you. For Lord, in you is all we have. In Jesus' name. Heads are bowed, eyes are going to close. I'm going to ask everyone to stand.